You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hi, yo.
Oh, look at my pretty wife. Look at her coming in here, acting like she's got a whole day's worth of activities today. You know what I was thinking? We need to figure out a way, if we're going to do this live on the social medias and all, to let people know that we're going to do it live on the social medias. Because we never talk about it. What do they call that in the business?
Teasers.
Promoting. We don't promote it.
We never promote us.
And then we look like losers because nobody
wants. Well, it's 11 a.m. on a Monday.
Yeah. True.
We got the prime spot.
Yeah. Jody, true that.
I mean, no.
True that, as the kids say.
Tuning in at 11 a.m. on a Monday.
Uh-huh.
How do we get that?
Y'all chose it.
Yeah. Because you got your whole day that you got to get done and all that. Do you like it better, like when we would record on Thursdays and then it would just go up at a certain time on Mondays?
Yeah.
You do? You want to go back to that?
No.
No. Todd said no.
I think we have more listeners back then.
You still have
than
same.
We do.
No, we don't. Yeah. We don't.
People still listen to it later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I need spreadsheets.
You sound like
Adam.
You sound like Carrie.
Oh, Carrie's his
Carrie.
Sister.
Oh. Yeah, my sister.
That he's marrying.
Like contrary.
Mm-hmm. So, whether you're listening on a...
What you doing?
Checking the feed.
Checking the feed. Sounds like the feed's in your mouth.
There's nobody on the feed. People at work.
Yeah.
And running errands and exercising and getting off their Monday. So, a great start.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Except for my Monday is coming to a great finish because I've already had the great start.
Oh, that's true. That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is something to look forward to, isn't it?
Yep. TJ and Jody House Podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're a funny
really,
kid.
Yeah. So whatever you need for home furnishings or for your bedroom, which most of the time I don't try to get in people's bedroom business. But if you need a mattress, Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture, you need the bedding and all that, they're great. And I was saying this morning on the regular old show that they're not just, you know, knowledgeable and all of that. They're also fun people to be
they
around.
They are fun.
They're fun, funny people.
And they have a Tiki Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're,
they do funny things on it.
Yeah. They're an attractive bunch as well.
They're adorable.
Which always carries a lot more weight with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm.
So if you need great furniture that's so comfortable that you'll have a hard time staying awake while you're watching TV, or at least I do, and the mattresses and the great delivery service as well, and that outlet. I got to go to that outlet. I keep saying that every week. I got to go to the Sweet Dreams outlet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of, you know, by the time I leave here every day, I'm so exhausted, you know?
Yeah.
We need to add that to our list, Jody, of things that we're going to do together for fun adventures, along with going to Costco and looking for already cooked dishes we can just heat in the microwave.
Yeah, that's how exciting we are.
We need to go pick those dinners out together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll swing by Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture.
Sure.
Outlet. On the way over there.
Yeah.
So whatever you need, great people with great service, great products, Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture, acetj.com/mattress. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. Right. Now,
right.
So today is what, Monday? Is that right? Have we already discussed that it's Monday and we got the dead time and all of that stuff? But we have a big night tonight on Shed. Well, first of all, Jody has a doctor's appointment when we leave
here. Okay, nobody needs to know, but...
I didn't say what kind of doctor. Okay. I just said you had a doctor's appointment.
I have a doctor's
appointment.
It's a checkup.
You know, it's no big deal. You had to make a big deal out of it. It's just it's a checkup that Jody goes to and once a year.
Okay.
And there are only women patients there.
Oh, my
gosh. I think is pretty discriminatory, I would think, because I like that doctor. Mm-hmm. I'd like for him to be my doctor. But no, we can't. Only women. Not fair.
Okay.
Not fair.
Moving on.
Yeah. And then we have a big fun night where I'm going to be out really late to a concert.
And we've been hearing about him being out really late tonight for a month.
All the people that are watching are keep saying, have fun tonight, have fun tonight, have fun tonight.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and thanks, you two.
And yesterday he stored up some sleep.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of that stuff to get into, as well as some other things that I have that we want to get Jody's opinion on of things in the news.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, we never do that.
No,
we never
we
get your opinion on the news things.
Nobody cares.
That's what you're saying. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that people do care.
Oh.
People does care, Jody.
People does. Okay.
All right. So, Todd, are you ready for our first break since I missed a break last time and I got in trouble for that?
Yeah.
I got put in Facebook jail for that. No, I didn't. All right. So, we got more coming up.
TJ and Jody's house.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
TJ and Jody's house.
All right, welcome back. See, that didn't take long now, did it?
Nope.
It's just we were back in two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Hop, skip, jump.
Okay, so tonight is a big night. We've had this planned for a long time. It is a concert called Shinedown is the headline act, and the opening act is Jelly Roll. I've been a fan of Jelly Roll for a long time before a lot of people even knew who Jelly Roll was.
How long have you, when did you discover him?
Probably close to 7-8 years ago, maybe.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and so
look
now he's blown up lately.
Like Michael Bublé.
Say.
Like you did the same thing for Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
Aren't you something?
I am. I'm a star maker is what
you
I am.
You are.
I'm a star maker.
Yes.
So, Shinedown is my little friend Jenny's handsome husband Michael's, one of his all-time favorite bands. And so it just worked out that I've introduced all of them to Jelly Roll. They love Jelly Roll. Or as my little friend Jenny calls them, Jellyfish.
Jellyfish.
And so... they're together in concert, so on a beer-filled Saturday, I said, let's go to the concert. We got to go to that concert.
And, Saturday.
And so now here we are, hours away from it.
Hours. It's going to be fun.
It will be fun. It will be fun.
We just pretend it's Saturday. Just don't think it's Monday.
Okay.
Pretend it's Saturday.
Yeah. And so is the weather going to be good for it tonight?
I think nice, isn't it?
Like, do I need to wear long pants?
No, not you.
It's not going to be chilly.
Where y'all at? PNC?
Yeah.
Out the big end. Where are your seats?
I don't know.
Are they in the undercover?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We went and saw Zach Brown Saturday night, and the weather was amazing. So I think it'll be just like tonight.
Was it cool?
It was cool, but it wasn't cold.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So that'll be good. And they cheated, though. They went and looked up the set list for both bands.
And, the same thing.
Lainey's is the one that our daughter, she told us about it. And I was like, what? And she goes, yeah, there's a thing where you can go look. And then her boyfriend was like, she always does this. Like she. So then I was like, well, what am I going to be listening to with Shinedown? Because I'm not too familiar with them. I like some of their little ballads.
Yeah. But Jenny and Jody are not going to like Shinedown very much because they're hard and. You know, they have a lot. I love them. But, and I don't want to seem like that I don't want to go to the concert and all. I've kind of gotten away from going to a lot of concerts because a lot of them happen on weeknights. And I'm such a conscientious performer that I want to be at my very best when I'm in here entertaining the people. And if I'm out partying all night and not sleeping and everything.
Then you're Alexis.
Yeah, I'm going to be like this. I'm not going to be able to do as much. So I'll push through. You know?
Okay.
But because it is my little friend Jenny's handsome husband, Michael, we want to make sure because he's so sweet and he never gets to really do much of what he wants to do. You know, it's always what everybody else wants to do and he goes along with it. Mm-hmm. So this is a special night for him.
It is.
And the two of y'all have already been trying to make him feel bad about it and telling him that Shinedown's not y'all's cup of tea and that y'all are going to be leaving after Jelly Roll and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all actually going to leave?
No. We'll let him hear his little songs. I'm bringing some earplugs, though.
Yeah,
I think it gets a little loud.
Yeah,
they
I think
are loud.
We all need earplugs, not because it is going to be really loud. And I'm, you know, I don't know if you realize it, but I had a birthday last week, and
you're 99.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I got that many problems too.
Mm-hmm. I think that the lead singer of Shinedown is a great singer.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't need all the loudness. Just
yeah. Well, I mean, they're a pretty heavy band, you know.
All that loudness.
Yeah. So you think that Shinedown will be louder than, I don't know, say Luke Bryan that you love going and
Heck
seeing in
yeah.
concert?
Yeah. You do? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Luke Bryan, I can understand what he's saying.
You can't understand.
That's what it is. I'm just like, what is the song? But I'm sure it'll be fabulous,
yeah.
Michael.
I think it'll be different when it's live. You'll like it more when it's live.
Yeah, I mean, I do love the instruments and stuff. Isn't that a big thing with them? The drums and the...
Yeah, they're great musicians.
See,
yeah,
I love
all
that.
The way around.
I do love all that.
Yeah, and you like their ballads. The ones that were top 40 hits that you know and, mm-hmm. and all of that stuff.
And then on the... Well, I won't ruin it for people because I know everybody's dying to know. But one of the first songs is really good, and it's on their new album.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to end up being a huge fan.
You never know.
You're going to be wearing their merch.
The
whole thing.
Well, no. Probably not.
Yeah. They've been in our studio before, years ago.
They came in.
Yeah, very nice.
That's sweet. Uh-huh. Are you wearing your Jelly Roll shirt tonight?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Mm-hmm. That's cute.
But when they came in our studio, they weren't really what you would call...
alert?
No. They weren't really what you would call... OCD about personal hygiene. I mean, you know, they'd been on the bus a long time and things like that. They're,
okay,
you know, their hair was kind of.
Do you like them?
Dirty. No. Yeah, Todd doesn't like that kind of music.
I'm not a big heavy metal kind of guy.
No,
he's more into Adele and things like that.
That's not true.
Barbra Streisand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Carpenters.
Okay, Michael like. Bublé.
He's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Bublé. Love.
Oh, I would be excited about going to a Carpenters concert. I would love that.
We all would.
But not just
that's
because
not
she would
happen.
Not because she would still be alive, but I mean, you know, Carpenters is not a yeah, no.
It's cute.
I don't care what kind of music you like. If you can't appreciate the Carpenters, then something's wrong
with
you.
Something is wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So Jody has Jody is always the one that deals with service people at the house. You know, whether it's the people coming to fix a drainage problem in the yard, or whether it's the lawn guy, or the people who are coming to fix a little thing in the wall from, you know, our year walkthrough, whatever. She deals with all that. Yeah, Cardinal Environmental Solutions. Mm-hmm. So this was another one of those Dear Abby letter things.
Mm-hmm.
And Jody, you can relate to this. I want to see what your opinion would be if you're Dear Abby. This woman said, I have a handyman doing work on my home. I notice that when he uses the bathroom, he's in there a while and going number two.
Ew.
Ew.
My anxiety levels are through the roof. Do I tell him anything, or what should I say? Nervous lady in California.
Gosh.
I think that's happened to us before.
It has.
You know,
People can't help their bodily functions. Yeah. Dang.
And if they're not, you know, tearing up the bathroom or anything or messing anything
just
up.
Just keep that fan on and go on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't say anything. No. People can't help it.
Mm.
I guess. I mean,
But if I were the handyman, I would be, like, it would have to be so bad.
Yeah.
Because that would embarrass me.
Yeah.
In there using the bathroom.
And I'm assuming it is just so bad that you had to go.
Yeah, but all she said was it's taking a long time, and I know what they're doing in there, and I get my anxiety is through the roof. Why are you getting anxious over that? Why you got anxiety because somebody's using your bathroom?
Right.
We've had people use our bathroom for worse than that.
What?
At a party one time.
Mm-hmm.
What?
We used to have these Mardi Gras parties.
Oh, well, there you go.
In North Carolina when we moved here, showing everybody a lot. And I would cook gumbo and red beans and rice for probably 100 people. And at one of those things, a couple came up to us and said, we just did it in those bathroom or whatever.
Why would they admit that?
I don't know. I guess just to let us know they were having a good time.
Okay.
You guys you had a hell of a party going here. You guys know how to throw.
I think that's the last year we did that.
Throw a party.
That was the year of that. Our the walls got messed up. The carpet got messed up.
How many places did they? Oh, you don't.
It wasn't just these were them.
Different instances.
Yeah. Somebody destroyed some landscaping. I mean, it was awful.
Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. And we were grown. This wasn't like young people. Well, we were young, but
yeah, we were young.
We were
married, and
we were 30-ish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's young.
Oh my God, tell me about it, girl.
But yeah, that was into that.
Yeah, I just realized I wasn't invited to that party.
I think you were.
No. I'm surprised you weren't there.
I think you
were. You were invited. Everybody was invited. Everybody. Yeah.
Was I still at the radio station when y'all did this?
Maybe not.
I don't have any memory.
I don't. I don't remember this.
Maybe not.
Didn't you come to our first little house, though, one time?
Yeah, I came to a Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the only time I was ever invited to anything.
Man, we didn't even have kids then, Jody.
Yeah.
That Super Bowl party.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, thanks for
inviting. But, yeah, I think you had already...
The party stopped after that.
You had quit the radio station. And
you were nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
You were MIA.
Yeah.
Or you would have been included.
Okay.
We included all those people.
He can't stand it. He's so paranoid about... You talk about FOMO. Uh-huh. He got it.
Got it.
So we had that whole thing. I'd rather have somebody blowing it up in there rather than come and say they were having the relations in. But I don't care either way. I mean, they didn't mess up anything.
Mm-mm.
That whole we just had relations in your bathroom was more, I mean... Jody and her women friends were the ones that freaked out about that.
It's just gross.
Hmm.
Whatever. Yeah. Many years ago.
Yeah, don't act like you and I haven't made out in a porta john at a concert festival.
Yeah. Yeah. Gross.
So she's like, oh my God, these porta potties always turn me on.
Yeah.
I always go to that, though, as the nastiest place, pretty much one of the nastiest places people could get romantic with each other.
Charlotte.
Well, no, a porta john, porta potty thing.
I just think a bathroom in general is disgusting.
But not the same. Like if it's a bathroom in one of your friends' house or you're at a porta john.
I mean, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah.
I think I just look at a porta john and it stinks. I just see it and I automatically think, mm-hmm. ugh.
Look, they make good saunas. And if you finish your workout and you don't have a sauna anywhere close by, just drive to a neighborhood that's under construction and get in one of the porta johns for a little bit.
This is so gross.
Sit in there for an hour, sweat out the toxins. Ugh. Can you imagine seeing somebody walking out of a porta john with a towel wrapped around them?
Like a spa.
Yeah, with some slides on.
Gross. Ew.
Yeah.
So nasty.
That would get the job done, though.
Yeah, it would.
So I found out yesterday, I guess it was yesterday, it seems like every time Jody talks about her sister and brother-in-law coming to visit at Christmas time, that the dates get stretched out farther and farther.
They've been the same.
Doesn't seem like it. Like now they're going to be here till January 15th or something, or until your sister's birthday. When is that? When's our birthday?
They're coming on her birthday. Leaving on the 2nd.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. And her birthday is December 15th.
No, it's not. They're...
Oh, and Jody's parents both have the COVID.
Again?
Ooh, they've never had it.
They've never had it.
No.
They've dodged it all this time.
Mm-hmm.
And they got it. Both.
Yep.
Dun, dun.
But they've been vaxxed and boosted.
Yeah.
Too, so.
Mm-hmm.
I thought COVID was gone.
Me too. Apparently not.
I didn't know that was a thing anymore.
I don't think COVID ever is going to leave. Mm-hmm. It's here to stay.
Like the flu.
Yep.
Yeah, so maybe your sister and her husband need to quarantine around that time because of the COVID. I mean, I don't know why they're coming. What's the
not
purpose?
For you.
What the purpose is?
They're not
is.
Coming to see you.
Let's, well, all right.
So stay in your hole. With your blackout
curtains.
But
I mean, I don't know why they're coming though. I don't get it.
To see me.
What's the purpose?
And
of
Lainey and boy.
Just as a regular visit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hardly see where that's necessary.
Okay. Well, you run everybody else off. Don't be running off my family. Mm-hmm.
How many boxes of wine do you think they're going to go through while they're here?
A lot. It's New Year, so a lot. A whole lot. They've moved up from the box.
They have?
Yeah.
Are you
they
sure?
They have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have. Hey, I started a new show last night.
You did? Uh-oh.
I know. That one on Hulu, Tell Me Lies.
Oh,
gracious.
Yeah. Well, hold on, we'll take a break, and then you can fill us in on whether you like it or not and all that stuff. Since we have to now go way past the time.
We're not even near the time.
Yeah, we are. All right, we're going to take a break anyway.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Buddy Network.
And they're laughing because Ty was saying, okay, go, go. And I was like, what? Go.
Go.
But he gives me no warning.
Go.
And I said, get ready. I think we're getting ready to go back. And I said, go. And I switched it over. And you're sitting and you go, go.
Go.
Go. I know, but you're supposed to say, all right, in five, like a real TV producer, director would
be. I'll do that next week, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. All right, so you started watching Tell Me Lies. Yeah. Tell Me Sweet Little Lies.
Yeah, because Lainey had told me about, she said she wanted to watch it. It looked good. So last night I was looking for something to watch.
Is it a chick show? Is that why I wasn't included in it?
Well, no, not really. I mean, I will not watch this with our daughter.
Yeah, it's, no, sir. It's sex, vulgar. Well, and
I mean, I am just not. That's uncomfortable to me. So I only watched the first episode. The girl that's on there is just adorable.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty. The guy's weird.
Okay, what is the girl goes
to college. It's her first year of college. Mm-hmm.
Now remember, don't give away anything because people will freak out.
Think how to tell it. The girl goes to college. She meets up with her roommate and the girls across the hall. Mm-hmm. And then they there's a murder or something, people missing, things like that.
All right,
and
so
then
why,
there's a guy there. Dun, dun.
Okay.
It's not like
why is it called Tell Me Lies?
He's not as crazy as the guy on You, but he's something's off. But something's off with her too.
All right. So
really,
why is it called Lie to Me? I mean, Tell Me Lies.
Well, I think this dude lies.
Oh. Okay.
Actually, I think the girl might lie, too.
All right.
So you got two cuckoo birds that are together.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering, because there is an old series called Lie to Me, and it's all about this guy who's a human lie detector. He studies micro expressions in your face and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So that's why that show is called Lie to Me, because mm-hmm. if people are trying to lie, you can tell.
Yeah. Well, I've only watched the first episode, so I don't know.
Okay. Are these young people?
I just said college.
Yeah. College, okay, yeah.
But it's 8 years later, but they're flashing back, and you love that. Mm-hmm.
Every show now, every show has to do that. Uh-huh. I don't know why. It's like, just start at the beginning and tell a story. Like on that Dahmer show, the new one that's out. It's just like jumping here to there to here to there to here to there. It's just tell the story. Why do you have to go back and forth and then around? And
didn't he eat people?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, this is the most famous serial killers of all time.
I know, but I have no desire to see that.
But I don't know why they can't just tell the story. I guess it's
just men.
Whatever the trends are now.
They just kill men.
Yeah, he was homosexual, and he felt like he couldn't live his true life, and he would get these guys back to his house or his apartment, wherever he was living at the time, mm-hmm. and tell them he was going to take pictures of them, use them as models. Mm-hmm. And he would go to gay bars, and when he would get them home, he would drug them.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a fear of what do you call it? Abandonment. So he never wanted them to leave.
Ew.
So if he just went and had the relations with a guy, and the guy would get up the next day to go to leave or after it was over and say, all right, I got to go. And he couldn't stand that. He wanted them to stay there and lay with him and all of that.
Oh,
and so that's why he would kill them so they wouldn't leave. And then the reason he ate them is to make them part of him. Like that's as close as they could be to him. You know.
Did they show that?
Nah, not a lot. It wasn't a lot of gory stuff. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. People. Mm.
But that's why when they arrested him and they went into his apartment in Milwaukee, he had all these body parts in there and all. Like there was, there were heads and all. Cause he
good
would,
Lord.
He would take them out and make out with them and hold them and, all of that kind of stuff.
While they're dead?
Yeah, that was the thing. I don't think he ever had, except maybe once, the relations with a guy who was alive or at himself without him being unconscious.
Was he born messed up?
Yeah, he also had a lot of issues with his mom and all, and she was on a lot of medication when she was pregnant, and she was kind of crazy. And you know, his dad, they said, taught him, you know, about taxidermy and tried to, you know, that's why what got him into wanting to dissect things and all of that. I mean, it's
things, okay, but people. Ooh.
But, I mean, one transfers to the other, and it and it excited him.
Okay.
Like the, well, you asked.
All right, move on. This is why I'm not watching it.
You don't have to now.
No, I don't. I would never
But, I mean, all of that stuff is just common knowledge among, you know,
I'm assuming that he got the chair.
Nope. He didn't. Wisconsin didn't have the death penalty. He wanted it, but he didn't.
He wanted to die?
Yeah.
That's pretty sad.
Mm-hmm. But he did end up dying.
Well, I know that.
At the hands of other prisoner.
Ooh.
And if you're mad saying spoiler alert, all that stuff, I'm sorry. These are all things that have been documented in the news about the case.
I just avoid it. I got the gist. I knew what it was. I didn't know details.
Yeah.
Ew. Not nice. Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest show on the Netflix right now. So.
I know. I see it. Top 10 or whatever.
Oh, that's the one you were just telling me about? You're asking me if I was watching it?
Yeah. You should be.
Is there one person watching? Do they see it?
No, nobody's commenting on that.
Right.
That's a lot of detail.
I wonder if they've seen Tell Me Lies.
I'll let you know if they say.
Todd's all, it's a lot of details. I didn't want to hear all that. So horrible.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I can't take it.
I see you're dressed fallish. Are you trying to match our house?
No. Yeah, Jody put out the fall decorations yesterday.
Yes. Oh, you'll get to see it when you come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very fallish. Got a few Halloween things. Cute, funny things. I don't do scary, gross. But, yeah. Got all that out.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even notice, really, when I came downstairs.
Did that wreath fall from above the stove while you were there?
Not yet, but the first thing, it had already fallen.
Uh-huh.
First thing I said when I saw that on the vent, it goes up
on the stove.
Over the stove, was that's not going to stay. Nothing ever stays up there.
I wonder if it's because of the steam from the stove.
Whatever it is, you've tried to hang the stuff up there before, and it never works.
I'm going to keep on trying.
But it never works.
I don't give up.
Well,
okay.
We can wake up every morning and find whatever decor it is falling into the kitchen floor.
Well, you know, I just laugh hysterically.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't hear it.
Put it right back. Oh, I didn't hear that.
You hear it crashing down?
It's leaves. I don't think yeah. On a rug.
It's a little reef.
A little reef.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But I laughed when I saw it, too. I was like, there's no way that's staying up there.
And it didn't. Oh, well. It's back up now for the moment.
Mm-hmm. So so it'll go fall to Christmas decorations in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I love that, though, because then after Christmas, it feels so clean. Because from now till Christmas, it's just stuff.
Aren't those even different throw pillows on the couch?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Orange.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure those are cheap, full throw pillows.
We've had them for years. Yeah. Years and years and years and years and years.
Yeah, you say that about everything.
We have.
We either had it for years, or I use a gift certificate, a gift card. I use my gift card to get that.
We have had them for years.
Hmm. Well, why have I never noticed?
I don't know.
I'm not an observant person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, what? Awkward. Dead air. God, you're strange.
I've said all I came to say. So, I am really hungry, though. I didn't have my chocolate rice cake snack before the show.
I haven't had anything this morning because I have to weigh when I go to the doctor.
Oh.
I don't like that. And their scales are always more.
You think they're yes. sabotaging you?
Yes. I think they make you feel worse about yourself.
Yeah, just to give him something to say. You need to...
Jody.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How many eclairs did you have this morning?
So now I just say, it's menopause.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good excuse.
Mental pause.
Yeah, it's mental pause.
Mm. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
So is today one of those uncomfortable visits when they do, you know, things that men are glad they don't have to go through?
Yes, dear. It is.
I would do it for you if I could, so you wouldn't have to go through it. Mm. I really would.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It's really
You
not,
know I
it's
would.
Not, it's not horrific. It is what it is.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
The older we get, the more we get poked and prodded.
I know I do. I'm always getting poked and
You're
prodded.
You're prodded.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Except I pay a fortune for it.
Yes. Dork.
All right, we got to go. Thank you for joining us on TJ and Jody's House. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you three
TJ
people.
And Jody's House on the Radio Button Network.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'. The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenyx, Neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.